Joined by the head coach of the Lady Bulldogs over at Gallatin High School in Tricia Atkinson. The Bulldogs, we're going to flip this script here. I have the boys' schedule up, so if we click on the girls' schedule, there we go. Bulldogs lost to Stanbury Thursday night, 40-39. Before that, victory over Pattonsburg in the GRC Showcase, which I'm sure we talked about last week, 58-44. We got bigger things to talk about than those two games here, Coach. It's game day, and this is the big one. Districts began tonight against Plattsburg. How are the girls feeling getting ready for the road trip?
You know, I think the girls are excited. We talked yesterday at practice about just some little things that are going to be key coming into this game. And, you know, they've been in this position before, and we can handle ourselves. We just got to relax and play our ball.
How big? I talked about this with the Trenton boys coach, John Guthrie, you know, a Trenton boys program that's had some struggles, and they got a district victory last night. He felt like it was so key for the Trenton boys to break through that glass ceiling. How big would a victory tonight be for your program to get that feeling of a district win?
I think a victory for us tonight would be great, and I think it'll boost those girls' confidence even more, you know, and show them, yes, we are capable of winning big games.
Stanbury had to be, you know, I've seen Stanbury. They're a good team. They're a tough team to play against, but going into districts Thursday night, did it put a little sour taste in the girls' mouth a little bit?
You know, we all have rough games, and I think that that close game, you know, when we couldn't come away with a win, I think that did put a sour taste in our mouth, but I think that also fired us up a little bit, you know, come in ready to work at practice and be prepared for today.
So you go over to Dearborn. North Platte High School is the side of Class 2 District 15 girls. West Platte is the number one seed. Plattsburg, you got to deal with tonight. You play them first, so you're leaving pretty soon, I'm sure. 5 o'clock tip time. What is the scouting report on the Plattsburg Lady Tigers?
You know, I feel like they're a pretty comparable team to ourselves, so I think tonight will be a good matchup for us. They got a solid point guard who, you know, is their go-to player, and so it'll be our job to handle that. I think that as long as we play our pace game and play Gallatin Bulldog basketball, I think we should be okay.
In saying Gallatin Bulldog basketball, it starts with that pressure defense and scrambling up people, getting steals, and getting buckets on the other end in transition. What when your press is going well, Coach, what are the girls doing that really is effective in creating some of those steal opportunities?
Just some quick movement, you know, chopping our feet on defense and getting to our spots in that pressure defense and using our hands to tip some passes, and then good teamwork once we get that steal, putting it in transition to score.
I don't know a ton about, you know, Polo. We both know Polo is a really good basketball team. You know them as a number three seed. They're on the bottom half of the bracket. West Platte is the one. North Platte is the two. Your girls are the four. Is West Platte and North Platte those top two seeds? Is there in your mind, Coach? Is there a little bit of separation between those two and everybody else, or do you kind of feel like that this district is really well balanced and like, you know, one of those districts where anybody can beat anybody on any given night?
You know, I feel like the top two teams deserve the top two seeds in this district tournament. However, I feel like there's a good group of girls teams this year in our district, and so I think anything could happen on any given night.
How important for a game like tonight is handling the nerves of a postseason game for the girls and not letting that affect their play?
I think it's really important. I know that anytime you get into, you know, a big game like this, that reminding yourself that, hey, we can do this. It's just like any other game, and I know that's easier said than done, but that's going to be one of my key points for the girls tonight, is just to relax and have fun and go out there and do what we know how to do.
Kind of feel like, too, in watching your team this year, that your team kind of goes with the way that you start. If you get a good start for the first 4 or 5 minutes of the first quarter, it normally means it's going to be a good night for Gallatin. Do you kind of get the same sense with this group that the start is going to be really key?
Yep, the start for us is going to be really key, and that's going to, you know, show our confidence level there and how much we can stay fired up throughout the game.
Another one of those GRC-KCI matchups over in Dearborn tonight. Gallatin-Plattsburg, 5 o'clock. North Platte plays Maysville at 6:30. Polo and Penny High of Hamilton at 8. The Gallatin-Plattsburg winner going to play West Platte on Thursday night at 6. Coach, appreciate the time as always. Safe travels and good luck tonight against Plattsburg.
Thanks, I appreciate it.